Biden releases 118K border crossers into U.S. in April, exceeding population of his hometown. By John Binder on May 17, 2022. President Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, released nearly 118,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into American communities in the month of April, federal data shows. New court filings by Biden's DHS reveal that the agency released a foreign population larger than the resident population of Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania. Scranton has a population of less than 77,000 residents. The filings note. For the month of April 2022, DHS reported that the total number of applicants for admission under Section 1225 released into the United States, paroled or otherwise, was 117,989. A figure reflecting CBP's 110,207 total releases across all categories for the month of April 2022. Combined with ICE's 7,782 total releases of non-citizens transferred to it from CBP following their application or encounter at the southwest border for the month of April 2022. Emphasis added. The figure comes after Biden's DHS released more than 80,000 border crossers and illegal aliens into the United States interior in March. Neither of these figures include the hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens who successfully entered the U.S. undetected by Border Patrol, or the tens of thousands of unaccompanied alien children, UACs, the federal government resettles across various American communities every month. The Biden administration has hugely expanded its catch-and-release network by providing parole and work permits to tens of thousands of border crossers each month. The network allows border crossers to be briefly detained before being released into the U.S. interior via buses and flights often paid for by non-governmental organizations, NGOs, funded by American taxpayer money. As Breitbart News exclusively reported, sources at DHS have said that they are currently acting as a full-service travel agency for border crossers and illegal aliens. "We're aiding and abetting illegal entry to the United States," the source said. "We're using government cars to transport people to American towns. It's working like an Uber service." A consensus policy framework issued by pro-American immigration reform groups including Numbers USA and the National Border Patrol Council seeks to drastically cut illegal immigration by getting the majority of House and Senate Republicans on board to pass policy that allows federal immigration officials to immediately return all border crossers to Mexico after having arrived at the southern border. The groups write, "Congress should be emboldened with the mandate to immediately legislate unflinchingly, ensuring that neither this nor any future administration is again able to weaponize loopholes in the immigration system, and defiantly refuse to follow plain law, to purposefully drive mass illegal immigration to the United States." This month, as Florida sues to stop Biden's catch-and-release network, Trump appointed Judge T. Kent Wetherell to deny the administration's efforts to have the lawsuit thrown out and blasted DHS officials for suggesting they do not have a policy to mass release border crossers and illegal aliens into the U.S. interior. "It defies logic and common sense to suggest that there is no overriding policy against detaining aliens when hundreds of thousands have been paroled or otherwise released into the country, and it would be highly improbable, if not statistically impossible, for this to have resulted by happenstance from an amalgamation of individual case-by-case decisions rather than a policy directive. Today, there are anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S., at least 8 million of which are taking American jobs. The cost to American taxpayers is roughly $143 billion every year." John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.